when you have different alternations, like my wife and I went on spring break last week. So now this week, the majority of our staff, our team, they're going on spring break this week so that we could hold down the fort while they're getting a much needed rest. And really what I love about having something as consistent as this is even after a week of rest, which I highly encourage, if you're able to do that, please find time to rest, that you're able to then have something that kind of recenters you and gets you back in your regimen. So last week, well, we enjoyed ourselves, but this week we got to get back to work, get back to like this morning right now I'm drinking coffee, but it has no sugar. So thank you, Diana. This has no sugar, no dairy creamer in it. Let me just for the public, just not bad. Actually, not bad. It's not bad. It's not bad. So God is good. So glad to see you all. Today, I want to delve into James chapter 3. And for further reference and further meditation, I'm going to ask that you all read after this call and throughout the week, James chapter 3, verses 1 through 12. James chapter 3, verses 1 through 12. Today, I'm going to deal with that mouth. Yes, M-O-U-F, that mouth. We want to talk about the importance of our speech, the importance of just what comes out of our mouth. And in James chapter 3, let me turn there in my Bible. I'll just pull out a couple of highlights. Today I wrote down some notes because as we'll see, our mouth, our tongue, it's important as to how we use that and how we share and utilize our words. So in James chapter 3, verse 1 is really a bonus. This is something that I would love to get back to at some point, probably in a separate conversation. But it says, "Dear brothers and sisters, not many of you should become teachers in the church, for we who teach will be judged more strictly." That there's so much in there that I'd love to get to, but that is actually one of the anchors as to why it's important to lead with integrity in leadership and specifically spiritual leadership. One of the biggest reasons is because when people use chapter and verse, they are, and especially if they're leaders within a church, they're in charge of really a segment of people, number one, who and trust what they say. Number two, you may be sharing with people who are new to the faith. So if you're not teaching according to the word of God, there's a way for you to shape the narrative of someone else's spiritual formation. And so God doesn't take that lightly, but that's another story for another day. Let's focus in on James chapter 3, verse 2. And it says, listen, indeed, we all make many mistakes. The word mistakes there in the Greek is translated slip ups. There are many slip ups that we all have. And of course, myself included. Don't ever think and don't ever let someone in a place of leadership ever tell you that they have it all together. It all, I doubt it. We all are in a journey and in a progress somewhere, and we all are looking to come up and go higher in our level of leadership, our level of life, and our level of spiritual understanding. But here is a great indicator. So, you know, there's so many things that we could do for self-help or self-improvement or progression. James, as he's writing this letter, he gives us a way. He says in verse 2, "For if we could control our tongues, we would be perfect," meaning mature, "and could also control ourselves in every other way." And so I wrote some notes down that I would love for you all to take from verse 2. Your level of spiritual maturity can be measured in how well you use your words when the pressures of life are applied. Let me say that again. Your level of spiritual maturity can be measured in how well you use your words when the pressures of life are applied. What are the pressures of life? When you're facing frustration, when your character is under attack, when you're under stress. Although my biggest test to prove your spiritual maturity is, what is the first word you say when you stub your baby toe? Jewish literature writes, "There is no sin which is easier to fall and none that has more graver consequences than the sin that results in something that is uttered. Our words are powerful. And so what James is showing us is that if we could learn to control what comes out of our mouth, if we could learn to pause for the cause before we immediately respond when we're pushed or when we're triggered, he's saying that that's the way to true maturity. And so another statement I want you all to write down, there were just some notes that I just wanted to write down today. It says that our lives drift in the direction of our most natural confessions. All right, let me repeat that again. It says our lives drift in the direction of our most natural confessions. So what you'll see from James chapter 3, just skimming verses 3 all the way through verse 12, even in verse 5, it talks about our tongue, similar to how, in California, how there are wildfires that start with just a spark and it burns acres and square miles of forest. That only started from one spark. And it says, this is what the power of the tongue. But in verse 12, really it says at the very end, it says you can't draw fresh water from a salty spring. And so how do I know what type of person someone is? Well, a toxic person will be betrayed by their speech. How are we using our mouth? How are we using our words? If we want to grow in spiritual maturity, what we want to do is begin to practice employing some techniques and some strategies to pause before we speak, to take into account the type of words that we're speaking. What's even more important is that if you really want to change on a public platform, or if you really want to see yourself change and you say, listen, I know I have a mouth on me. If you want to see yourself change, begin correcting yourself publicly. So if you mess up publicly, correct yourself in that moment where others can see. If you post or do something that is unbecoming and not like you, because listen, we all need people who can review our responses before we let them go. My wife has saved many of people, even here recently on social media, from catching the full weight of the still unrenewed aspects of my life. And we have to take a moment to pause. And in taking a moment to pause, we won't live a life of regret, but we're able to live a life of saying, you know what? I want to submit what it is I'm going to say, because I have to think about the fact that when I say something, you can't take it back. It's out there. You can't say, I didn't mean, or you didn't hear that right. No, they heard it the way that it came out. You probably didn't mean it the way in which you said it. But having a sense to say, okay, when I say this, how will the other, that's a level of empathy. How will the other person see it? The other side that I want to give to you is that whenever you're overreacting, or whenever someone overreacts to something that is done, they are not reacting to what's happening immediately. There's something deeper going on. And in that moment, they're reacting to what they didn't have the strength to directly confront head on. And so whether you're receiving the brunt of someone's overreaction, you have to understand that there's something more going on deeper beneath the surface. Or when you're overreacting, you're not necessarily reacting to what's in front of you. You're taking the weight of everything that's bothering you and you're putting that on someone else. And so let's this week practice with our mouths. You're going to be tested. So you already know, if we talk about it now, you are going to be tested in this area. So knowing that you're going to be tested, I want you to practice before you immediately respond. If you find yourself heated, write a principle down that says, when I'm heated, I'm going to pause. So you pause and then you reflect. And if you need an additional layer of accountability, find someone that you love, find someone that you can trust, where you can say, okay, say the situation without, giving too much detail, if it's somebody that you all know mutually, and say, how should I properly respond to this? And then measure it by the word of God. and then respond. For me, I'm a processor after the fact. So I'll hear something and my natural response is to be calm. But what happens is I begin to process everything. And then that's when I get triggered and that's when I get ready to go. And it's important for me to take moments to just pray, sleep on it, wake up the next day, and then deal with it directly and head on. But our words are important. So use them and choose them wisely. Amen. Well, let's go ahead and pray today as what we do at the end of these calls is we have a moment of prayer. And if you would like me to get an agreement with you for anything, please feel free to text me 770-667-4899. Again, 770-667-4899. And one of the prayer requests that came in, one of our dear older members, had a fall on last week. It wasn't a good fall. So we want to pray for their just supernatural recovery. We want to pray for their healing. Just we want to keep everyone lifted in prayer for those who are traveling. We're going to cover them this week as well. So let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for your goodness. We thank you, Lord, for your grace. You are so wonderful. You are so awesome. You are so holy. Thank you for allowing us the opportunity to come together through the power of technology, wherever we are in the world, however we're listening to this, and to join together in prayer. So we set the tone for our days today. And as we heard the word of God, our heart's desire, Lord, is to grow, to mature in how we use our words, how we use our responses. Father, help us to say and to do the right things. Help us to be a reflection of your kingdom. Help us to be a reflection of how you would respond in tight and in moments of pressure and stress. Father, I pray for every person right now who just may have different things that are pressing them on this week. Father, may they exchange the weight or the anxiety of it for your grace to help them, for your wisdom to guide them. Lord, we lift up our member who is recovering right now from a fall. Father, as a community, we are just coming together and sending our prayers and our supply of the anointing to them right now and believing for a supernatural recovery in the name of Jesus, Father. If there's any person who is listening right now with any symptom of sickness and disease, Father, your word is strong and alive and powerful. And we pray that it touches their bodies, Lord. We thank you. We consecrate this day. We consecrate this time. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, thank you all so much for being a part. And I look forward to just us gathering and getting on next time as we talk about wisdom on next week. God bless.